Well, we have three concerns. First, it fails to acknowledge that we are not currently on track to meet Colorado's greenhouse gas emissions reductions goals that were established in 2008 by former Governor Ritter. Second, because it fails to acknowledge the problem, it doesn't put forward strategies that would help us get back on track to meet those goals. And finally, it goes without saying that it doesn't put forward the more ambitious goals that would be needed to truly make Colorado a leader in addressing global climate change.
Now, you are in Fort Collins, and you're part of a sustainability group there. As part of your coalition, there are members of community groups all around the Front Range, many of those communities dealing with emissions in their own way, particularly as it pertains to a carbon footprint in their community. Now, it seems that a lot of these communities are moving further ahead than the state is, Boulder being one of them, and Fort Collins another one. Could you tell us about the recent goals outlined by the Fort Collins City Council regarding emissions, regarding climate change?
Right. Well, back in 2008, Fort Collins adopted the same goals that the state had recently adopted, which was 20% below 2005 levels by 2020 and 80% below those levels by 2050. Just recently, this spring, City Council adopted a new goal, which is 80% emissions reductions by 2030. And then carbon neutrality or zero net emissions by 2050.
And are you on track as a city to get to those goals? Do you feel that there's a strategy to get you where you need to be?
Well, that's a complicated question. I think that a strategy is developing. We are no longer on track to meet the 2020 goal. Right now, we're about 3% below 2005 levels, and we need to get to 20% below by 2020. So we have a hill to climb. City Council is in the process of directing that steps be taken to get us to that 2020 goal.
Given that there are communities like Fort Collins, like Boulder, and many other communities that are on a municipal level trying to reduce emissions, do you think that the state will ultimately get to where it should be, not necessarily where it's being outlined in the state plan, because of the work of individual municipalities and communities?
I think it's going to take an effort by all of us to get the state to adopt more ambitious goals and to get the state to develop programs that are going to meet those goals at a state level. There are a lot of things that are beyond city control, such as emissions from oil and gas wells, such as emissions from agriculture. So we really need the state to step up and play an important role in meeting the kinds of goals that are going to actually address the problem of global climate change.
Well, getting back to what Fort Collins is doing, what are some of the things, the tangible things that the city is implementing to get you to the point where you are reducing emissions?
Right. Well, Fort Collins is fortunate because it has a municipal electric utility. We also provide water and sewer, like most cities do. So we've been able to make pretty good progress in achieving greenhouse gas emissions through both energy efficiency programs and renewable energy programs. That's where the majority of the progress that we've made has come from. We also have reduced our the amount of trash going to the landfill pretty substantially. We currently divert over 60% of solid waste from the landfill, and there are greenhouse gas emissions that are associated with landfills as well.